are in the midst of our Advent series. And, you know, Advent is a time when we reflect on the meaning of the Christmas season. I think it's always a good time to take some time and meditate on why we are followers of Jesus. Why is it that we adhere to his ways? What is it about him that draws us to him? Why is it that we come to him with all of our needs and all of our worries and all of our stresses? Because we know that he's going to be there for us. But really, the question is, why is that? And as believers in Jesus, as followers of Jesus, there's two very important seasons throughout the year that are the crux of our faith: Christmas and Easter, the birth of Jesus and the death and resurrection of Jesus. Listen to this. When Jesus was born, which is why we celebrate Christmas, when he was born, he made such an impact on the world that we divide our timeline of history with his birth. We have BC, which stands for before Christ, and then we have AD, which stands for, I hope I don't mess this up, Anno Domini. Is that right? Latin for the year of our Lord, AD. You know, even if you're an atheist who absolutely hates everything to do with the Bible, when you write down December 20th, 2020, you are writing December 20th in the year of our Lord. You know, Jesus made such an impact. Think about it. People get more upset over Jesus than any other religious figure out there, and people become more intrigued by Jesus than any other religious or political or world figure that has walked the earth. Jesus and his birth separate the timeline of history with his birth. If anything, meditate on that this Christmas season. But today what we're going to do is we're going to focus on capturing the moment. Capturing the moment. You know, Christmas is just 5 days away. And I know some of you, just by hearing that sentence, a ton of things just ran through your head as to what you need to do in order to get prepared for this day coming up on Friday. Well, before Christmas Day is Christmas Eve, and I know you're all going to be here at 4 p.m. And not only are we going to have a lot of cookies and stuff here, but also, I have it on good word, they are catered by someone who is awesome, and they're going to be individually wrapped for all the COVID regulations and stuff. So it's going to be a good day. I look forward to that. But really, if the fact that Christmas is 5 days away just kind of makes your mind racing, just relax right now. Take a deep breath and ask God to tell you and to show you and point out to you today what it is that he wants you to get. Because when it comes to Christmas, there's a few different types of people that head into this holiday season. There's the Grinch. No, there's not the Grinch. There's the person who always dwells on the things of the past. There's the person who doesn't want to have anything to do with the holiday. There's the person who, you know, this person doesn't, they don't want to be around people. They don't really want to be around family. They don't like the festive moment. Man, maybe they are kind of seen as a Grinch, so to speak. But the reason they're like that is because they think of the past, hurts, things that were said, things that were done to them. And a joyous occasion is something they don't want to be a part of because they're hurting inside. And if they're hurting inside, then everybody around them needs to be hurting. Does that make sense? A lot of times it's very, very legitimate as to where they're at. And I don't want to negate that. But there is that type of person that heads into the holiday. And then some of us, I'm going to label, and I said us, that's future perfectionists. It's a term. I looked it up. I was trying to find a good name for this. Future perfectionists. I'll put myself in this category. You're the person who's always thinking of the next thing that needs done. I didn't get enough wrapping paper. I got to go out and get some more. We probably don't have enough tape. I better buy 3 more rolls. I have all these lights that I want to put up, but I better go get more. I'm going to need to do this and that. There's another party to attend to. There's another person I need to call. There's always another thing on the list that needs done. Now, this part of the future perfectionist is not me. But if you're sitting here going, whew, that's not me. Well, if you're the person that already has the bag ready to go and no bow or piece of wrapping paper touches the ground before you get it in the bag, you, my friend, are a future perfectionist. We're talking about capturing the moment. Future perfectionists sometimes lose sight of the moment. But then finally, there is the person who will actually be able to hit the pause button and capture the moment. This person is not concerned about the past. What happened, happened. There's nothing they can do to change that. They understand that. They've settled that in their minds and in their hearts. I've got to move on. They're not so worried about tomorrow because what happens tomorrow hasn't gotten here yet. And what needs to be done later today will take care of itself. If I have to be a part of it or not, it's going to get done. It's not that this person doesn't care about yesterday or doesn't care about what needs to be done. It's just that this person understands that if they're not careful, life will catch them off guard and they will get caught up in that moment in time instead of capturing a moment. Does that make sense? The reason this is so important to talk about today, I think, is not so that we eliminate all of our memories from the past and live in a way where we don't care about tomorrow. But the reason I think it's important is because the Christmas season gives us an opportunity to capture moments in time, to create memories that are worth having. What happens when we miss a moment? What is that one word that a lot of us live with when we miss out on something important? Regret. That's right, regret. We wish we would have done something differently in order to have captured that moment. And Christmas is a time to celebrate Jesus. That's what this season is all about. But not only is Jesus the most important, so are our family and friends. So is our family and friends. We're going to look at a story in the Bible about two different people and their encounter with Jesus and how one captured the moment and one is a future perfectionist. They missed out on a very important moment. So if you can, turn with me to Luke chapter 10. And we're going to read in verse 38. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." Oh, yeah. Two very important takeaways from this story. One captured the moment. The other missed the moment. I think what Jesus was trying to say here was, Martha, listen, dinner can wait. What's happening out in the living room is important. You should be out here. Have you ever had a time where maybe you're with your family, your friends or something, and you know, dinner time is approaching, and you're like, no, let's continue doing this. We can wait. This is more important. We'll eat later. I think that's what Jesus was trying to tell Martha. In the Christmas season, this Christmas season, what I want to do is I want to challenge you to replace the urgent needs with the memorable moments. Maybe you don't need to be in the kitchen the entire day getting things ready. Maybe the food will cook for a little bit and you can take your eyes off of it for a minute to go visit with the family in the living room. I picture this conversation between Martha and Mary going something like this. Martha says to Mary, "Listen, Jesus is coming to town. Let's invite him over to our house. This will be good." And Mary says, "Absolutely, that would be wonderful. I would love to hear these things that Jesus has been teaching in our home. I'll help you with whatever you need." And then, of course, when the time came, Mary was nowhere to be found helping Martha in the kitchen. She was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Does anybody here with siblings, one of you always doing something and the other one is always doing whatever they want to do? Yeah. So this has been going on since the beginning of time. So you can say to your sibling who's always busy working, wondering where you're at, saying, "Listen, this is important to me and it will not be taken." No, don't say that. Don't say that. But you know what? I could just see Martha heading back into the kitchen, like almost stomping, because Jesus sided with Mary. Not only that, but he said Mary has chosen what is important, and it will not be taken away from her. Martha's probably like, "What? But you don't understand the rack of lamb that I have been stewing on over here in the kitchen for you. She's supposed to help me." You know, this kind of reminds me of a teaching that Jesus gave in Matthew chapter 6. We touched on it last week at the Christmas concert. And Nathan Flieger touched on it a couple of weeks ago. But Jesus is talking about, he's teaching on worry. And he says, "Look at the birds of the air and the flowers of the field and how much your Father in heaven takes care of them. If he takes care of them, how much more will he take care of you? Don't worry about what you're going to eat next or drink next or wear. Don't worry about what's happening at work, what's going on with your family. Don't worry about everything that's going on in life right now. Don't worry about that." Jesus was saying, "Listen, we get so caught up in worrying about tomorrow that we forget about today." And he said, "Today has enough troubles of its own. Just stay focused on today. Live in the moment. Your Father in heaven has already have everything taken care of you." The reason is because he said, here's the little bit of truth to that. "Seek first the kingdom of God and live righteously, and all these things will be added to you." Everything that you need will be added to you. Sometimes that phrase, "live righteously," makes us think like, "Oh, I can't do anything wrong. I've got to be a righteous Christian. I mean, nobody, I can't mess up anything." Well, you know what I do to kind of make myself feel a little bit better about that? Because if we have that kind of an attitude, then we become religious. I read, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously." As best as you can, Chip. As best as you can. Don't blow off the teachings of Jesus. Don't take any of it for granted. You know you're going to mess up. So when you mess up, make it right and move on. Live righteously. Do your best to adhere to the teachings of God. That's what I think he's saying there. And everything you need will be given to you. You know, some of us have jobs that can be very demanding. And if we're not careful, the demands of those jobs and some of the time that those jobs take out of our lives, if we're not careful, the ones who matter most to us are the ones who pay the price for that. It's my understanding that work is kind of ebbs and flows, right? There's busy seasons. There can be a lull in the season. My advice to you, dads and husbands, and maybe even single moms, is that when work gets very, very busy and you start noticing that you know, maybe your children or your spouse or something is you know, kind of taking a back seat a little bit, when work is done with that busy season, take a day off. Take a day off. Don't plan anything for a weekend and spend it with your family. Because they're the ones that need to know nothing gets your attention more than them. And if you're busy with work and you're neglecting your family, you'll never take that time off to spend with your family because you'll always be looking ahead at the next big project. And nothing is more important than family, aside from Jesus. And when it comes to seeking the kingdom of God, there is no better time than the Christmas season to seek his presence and meditate on his goodness. This is the perfect time for that, the Christmas season. And the way to do this is to replace the urgent needs with meaningful moments. Capture those moments. You know, if you sense something is happening and it's time to slow down and relax, that could very well be God's Holy Spirit speaking to you, saying, look, take part in what I am doing. Enjoy this. Capture this moment. You know, last week I was talking about how God loves to party. God loves a celebration. If your kids or part of your family is all together and they're having a good time and you're getting so busy over here, you're not paying attention to it, you are missing out on the moment. And the Holy Spirit, I guarantee you, is trying to get your attention to capture that moment. Spend time with family. For instance, we have 5 days left for this big day. It's going to be stressful. It's going to get busy. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be, Christmas is the gamut of all those emotions, right? But leading up this week, here's what I would encourage you to do. Replace the physical preparation of the day with spiritual preparation of the day. What do you mean, Chip? I've got all this stuff to do. Yeah, but you know what? While you're doing some of that stuff, talk to Jesus at the same time. You can do both. Talk to Jesus. Maybe you've got, you know, maybe it stresses you out, the whole getting ready for the holiday. Well, you know who can ease some of that stress? Jesus. Why is it when we get so stressed out about things, who's the one person we fail to involve in our situation? Jesus. Who do you think is trying to get your attention to help ease your mind? Jesus. So while you're preparing for the day, invite him into your preparations. And really, it's as easy as this. Lord God, I got so much to do today. Can you just go through today with me? And if you do that, and then you look for him in that busyness, you'll find him because he will show himself to you. Poor Martha. Martha got so distracted with the things that needed done that she missed out on the most important thing, her spiritual well-being. She missed out on her spiritual needs. And I'm not saying that we should neglect the important things that need to be done, okay? Husbands, if your wife asks you to help in the kitchen, I'm not saying that you can say, I'm praying, as she hears you snoring. We can't neglect things just for our, you know, spiritual stuff. We can do both. But we must recognize when it's time to take part in capturing a moment and filling our spiritual needs. There are things that need to be done this week in preparation for the big day, but there is always time to stop and capture the moment. And the time to stop is when that moment arrives. How do I know when it's a moment that I should stop what I'm doing? Well, here's the deal. When you recognize it's something that will enrich your relationship with God and people. You know, when I watch my family enjoy a time like Christmas or birthdays or something like that, I always thank God for that moment. Whether it's right in the moment or it's afterwards, I invite him in and I thank him I thank him for that because it's a blessing. When you recognize it's something to stop and take notice. That's the gist of the whole Martha and Mary story. Work needed to stop. Mary chose what was better, and Martha continued to work. Therefore, Martha missed out on the opportunity to enrich her relationship with God and people. You see, if the two sisters would have sat down together and spent time with Jesus, interacted with Jesus, listened to Jesus, enjoyed the presence of Jesus. You know, some of us right now are thinking, how could Martha even want to leave the room with Jesus there? Well, some of us do. We do that. Jesus is like, I want to spend this time with you, and we race off because of the next thing that needs to be done. But think of this, if they would have done that, then afterwards, they would have had what I call that debriefing moment. Did you feel that when he said that? Yeah, Mary, I did. My spirit leapt. And the things that he taught on, oh my goodness, that's going to help me out so much in life. I was so stressed out in this area, and he said that one sentence, and now I get it. Yeah, I get it too. You see, that's a debriefing moment that enriches your relationship with God and somebody important in your life. For instance, like when Kim and I go to a conference or even like the concert last weekend, there's all this stuff leading up to it, right? God's a part of it. We're praying that things go well. We get to see the culmination from the band coming together and the first practice and the last practice. And it's like, wow, God is in this. And then the show happens. And then what we do is we watch the video and we look at it and we're just like, oh, that was so wonderful. And then the fact that people got saved, they gave their lives to Jesus is even better. And we call that a debrief moment. That's what we do. And you know what it does? It draws us closer to God and closer to each other. It's a debriefing moment. That's what could have happened with Mary and Martha. Did you know that sometimes we can get so caught up in doing things for Jesus that we actually neglect our relationship with him? I think that's where Martha was at. Martha was so caught up in the work for Jesus, I want to cook him this good meal, that she missed out on the relationship part. I think a lot of times believers in Jesus get that messed up. They think they're doing so much work for Jesus, but their relationship with him is very small compared to all their work they're doing. When the whole time Jesus is trying to get their attention and saying, would you just stop for a minute? I want to spend time with you. We become so busy in our work for Jesus that we lose sight of his goodness. And Colossians chapter 3 tells us, verse 2, think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth. What are you focused on this week leading up to Christmas Day? To think about the things of heaven means to look at life from God's perspective and to seek what he desires. Seek first the kingdom of God. This is why Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, so that you can go through life looking at things through God's eyes, from his perspective, using his word as your filter. Because when we do that, Jesus said, all of your needs will be taken care of. The more we see the world around us as God does, the more in harmony we will live with our Creator. The more at peace we will be with God, and the more at peace we will be with others. If you wonder why things are so stressful and your relationships with people seem out of whack and people just drive you batty, and everything is just, you know, just, oh, I wish they wouldn't have said that. I wish they wouldn't have done that. Why are they doing this? I would say take a step back and evaluate, how are you looking at things? Is it through the lens of the Bible? Is it from the perspective of God? Are you focused on the things of heaven or the things of the earth? To put things into perspective, or to give you a little bit of an analogy when it comes to Christmas, let's think of the Christmas season as an iceberg. You ever see that picture of an iceberg? It's this beautiful looking, like, snow cap of ice, beautiful white frozen ice floating along this pristine see-through blue water, and it just looks beautiful, right? Icebergs, God's creation, love it. Think of that as Christmas. The decorations, the preparation, the gift wrapping, the people watching, the hustle and bustle of all the shopping. That iceberg right there is Christmas. But then, when you pan out from that picture and you see the massive piece of ice underneath the water, that, my friends, is the real reason for Christmas. That is Jesus. That is God's kingdom. That massive peace that we don't always pay attention to. That is the family that God put in your life. That is the friends that God has brought into your life. That is the blessings that we don't always pay attention to because we're so busy and we don't see it. We're just looking at the top part, the smaller part. When all along God is saying, listen, I have got everything taken care of for you. The very essence of Christmas is Jesus. And that massive piece of the iceberg is what keeps that small little piece on top from tipping over. In the coming days and the moments that we have, there will come a time where our relationship with Jesus has the opportunity to become greater, and we'll have to make a choice. Do I slow down and capture the moment, or do I continue to prepare for the day? Because if I don't do it, nobody else will. That's another sentence that we say, right? If I don't do this, nobody else will. But if you're focused on the things of heaven, I bet you it'll take care of itself. There will be that moment in time where you can capture the moment and you can also take care of the important things. Turkey won't dry out in the oven. Unless I'm cooking it. But listen, if we don't slow down and capture the moment, we're not allowing God's kingdom to take precedence with the season. And the things of the earth will take over. Those are the two choices that we have when we go into the Christmas season. One will create a moment worth remembering, and the other will create memories of regret. You have the choice. When Martha complained to Jesus about Mary, I bet she wasn't expecting him to say, Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. I bet she thought Jesus would say, Mary, get in there and help your sister. And really, when I picture this, I picture Martha stomping back into the kitchen, probably clanging some pots and pans loud enough so everybody could hear. Really. As we, Mary captured the moment and Martha captured regret with her busyness. And so I want to just close, we'll close this message out with this. Here are a couple of things that we can do to capture the moment in this Christmas season. Number one, slow down. Slow down. Pay attention to what is happening around you. Maybe it's not even with your family and friends. Maybe it's at the store. Maybe God has been aligning things and rearranging things for you to have an encounter with somebody at the store. And you will get to tell them about Jesus. I don't know. Listen to Jesus. The Bible says that this is what Mary did. Read some Christmas devotions. Do something this week that will get you in touch with your Creator, with Jesus. And then ask Him, what would you like me to focus on this week, Jesus? If we slow down and we're intentional on listening to His voice, we'll hear it. Because He's been trying to get our attention this whole time. And if we slow down and listen to Jesus, there's a very good chance we will create memories with others that the kingdom of God is very much a part of. Amen? Let's pray. Lord God, I just thank you so much. I thank you for what this season actually represents. And I just had this thought that some of you pictured that iceberg and you were like, oh, that bigger part is Jesus. That bigger part is the kingdom of God. That bigger part is what's more important. And I want to thank you, Jesus, for stories like Mary and Martha that teach us that we do need to slow down, spend time with you, and listen to you. And so if there are people here today that their minds are just distracted with the season of Christmas and all the other stuff that's going on in the news, I ask, Lord God, that as we head into a time of worship here, that you would point out to us the things that are distracting us that are keeping us from growing our relationship with you, enriching our relationship with you, enhancing our relationship with you. And I want to ask, Lord God, in the next few minutes here, that you would reach down from heaven and speak to each one of us so that we really can take the time to slow down this week, capture moments, and enjoy your goodness. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.